One bill would allow internet broker Airbnb to collect taxes for Hawaii vacation rentals and deposit the money with the State Department of Taxation. The general excise and transient accommodation taxes are expected to bring in $15 million annually. Senator Laura Thielen proposed an amendment to limit online postings to legal vacation rentals and negotiate with Airbnb on the use of public campgrounds, beaches, and parks.
We shouldn't rush to say we want just the tax money and let them walk. We should follow the practice in these other jurisdictions and start the negotiations.
Senator Donna Mercado Kim supported the amendment and said this issue is about our home.
When your grandchildren cannot find long-term rentals or complain about our beaches being overrun with camping tourists, I hope you will take the responsibility because you did not do all that you can do to stop this from happening.
But Senator Donovan de la Cruz says vacation rentals are county responsibilities and the bill is about more revenue for the state.
The jurisdictions that were mentioned, San Francisco, LA, New York, those are city and county jurisdictions, not state jurisdictions. This is a taxing bill and it's needed.
The amendment failed and senators approved the bill 14 to 11. Another bill, if signed into law, would provide holdover permits to enable Alexander and Baldwin to continue diverting water from East Maui streams. Senator Mike Gabbard chairs the Water, Land, and Agriculture Committee.
Our Senate position was to keep in the provision related to ensuring that the holdover permits were consistent with the public trust doctrine.
But Senator Les Ihara opposed the measure.
I believe this bill is special legislation for one private entity, Alexander and Baldwin, in spite of extensive effort to make it seem like a general law.
Outside the Senate chamber, protesters rallied to express their disappointment and plan their next move. Marty Townsend is director of the Sierra Club of Hawaii.
Advocacy at the governor's level to have the bill vetoed. We hope that the governor's staff recognizes that this is a violation of the public trust, both in terms of the protection of our resources as well as in terms of the functioning of our democracy.
In other actions, the Senate killed a measure that would have made trespassing on state lands and highways a crime, but approved bills to fund studies for an inter-island ferry system, a pilot industrial hemp program, and rapid ohia death. They also passed the Executive Operations and Capital Improvement Budget. Senator Sam Sloan, the lone Republican who had heart bypass surgery last month, was present to vote. He appeared weak and out of character in voting with Democrats.
I haven't supported a state budget in a number of years, but I support this budget because I think what we have here today is a fiscally responsible budget that we can support and that we can enact.
The Senate will be in recess Wednesday and is scheduled to reconvene Thursday, the last day of session. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.